Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It's Bet This League on In This League. With the boys, Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman. The MLB season is almost here. We have walked you through how to do spreads, how to do over-unders. We've taught you a little bit more about the proper player props that you might want to look with some great guests. And today, it's the OG crew talking about team future betting. You only have so much more time. You could technically get into a lot of these, especially like awards and stuff throughout the season. But today, Bogman and I are going to be talking about all of the team future betting, maybe a tiny bit of theory in it. We'll be going through simple wins, division winners, overall champs, and even some player futures on prop bets. And all of this is brought to you by InThisLeague.com, our Patreon, where you guys can come and sign up today. You can support us. You can come and hang out. You can get all the cool stuff we do. We've got ranks. We've got prospects. We've got football. We even have some betting. We have a GroupMe room, the Bet This League GroupMe room, where anybody that's in doing DFS or simple gambling is talking, going through what they're betting. And as we get more great people, it will continue to grow up. And you are directly supporting Bogman and I in the content that we make. So come and check us out today at InThisLeague.com, and we will love you so much. We will scream it from the rooftops. Bogman will let you stay at his house. He'll let you gamble in his house. He'll play roulette with you. I think he likes to do dominoes, actually. Do you do dominoes?
I've played dominoes before, a time or two. Yeah.
Yeah? I've never done dominoes in my life. How do you
never
play?
Never played dominoes ever, huh?
How do you play?
I haven't played in so long.
I just see, all I know is you have to find a street corner, and then you have to throw some dice, and then
there's no dice involved in dominoes. That's
someone
dice.
Gets beat
They're
up after
games.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What was it on the Chappelle Show? Are they doing the World Series of Dice and the Marcy
Oh
Projects?
Yeah.
Larry was winning until someone came in and shot him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like how I assume. I don't know how to play that, but I assume Bogman will play dominoes with you at the house. First person to sign up gets to stay at his house.
Yeah. I love that bit. That bit has ran real stale since I'm, you know, living with other people now.
Well, it's not stale. So. It's actually it's pretty good. Just no one's taking you up on it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, no one's taking you up on it because.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a pretty fair
luckily
point.
No one could come just knock on my door here. We do at least have a gate guard where I live now. So it's like, Ooh. Yeah, I don't know who that is. So
a little fancy.
Oh, wait a minute. Uber
Bogman.
Eats. Yeah. No, that's for me. Send it.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah. Gambling. We've been doing some talk about it. You know, I will tell you, the Bet This League, as far as baseball goes for in season, is kind of up in the air of what we're really going to do. We've obviously got the fantasy baseball podcast side of it. I mean, it's all in the same feed, to be fair, but this is just strictly dedicated to gambling. I've taken a little bit of a break over the last, you know, like 2 months. I've done a little bit. I hit some good wins, doubled up some money, a little bit of March Madness. I really cooled it down.
You guys know how I knew the Welsh had taken a break was I wasn't getting the daily reports of how angry he was about his parlays not hitting.
Yep. About how I'm the worst gambler on the planet and stuff like that. Yeah, none of those. But saving it up, to be honest with you, for the baseball season.
Yeah.
This is where I want to get in on it. And, you know, the series has been pretty good for me in general to, like, you know, hone in the skills, talking with John about where to go with spreads. You know, first five is probably going to be a big place where I kind of going to live. Another interesting take he had was the idea of maybe taking, you know, some big dogs, you know, big dog guys, and maybe you can parlay two games together that are kind of juiced up. You know, whenever the Dodgers, if the Dodgers are up against the Rockies or something, they're going to most likely keep to the standard 1.5 runs, but the Dodgers will probably be juiced to hell. So you might want to parlay them. And then obviously we've got some great player prop knowledge to go with Chris Meany. And that's kind of, you know, as we go throughout the season. But Boggs, I struggle a little bit with futures because it is, and even though I'm an investee type of guy, it's an investment. It's a fun gambler's thing, but it doesn't have a payoff anytime soon. It's a long con of a play. And that's where I don't think like Pisapia. Pisapia and I did a podcast on betting pros, kind of doing some similar stuff here. He loves this. I think this is his game. And it reminds me of best ball. And what this reminds me of in gambling is the best ball versus daily league type of conversation, or even NFBC, if you will, versus daily league, where futures is kind of like the best ball. You know, get all your bets in now, have fun, get your, you know, try to take advantage. And then you don't have daily moves, where player props and spreads and stuff are like the daily leagues. And I'm not the biggest best ball guy. So the same thing kind of holds true here, where, you know, am I going to live in a big futures world? I kind of don't think so. Like, there's a couple that are interesting to me, but the way to do it right is to not just be like, oh, Dodgers, I'll just do Dodgers to win it all. And you do one. It's you prop. And you tell me if you feel differently.
You got to probably find odds.
But not just odds, but you find, you know, with the team futures, like we're going to talk about, you find a couple that you're going to bank in on, a couple over here. You do your money management and you figure out how you can make some money finding the best odds and finding probably more than one. And I'm just not sure it's going to be my big thing.
I think a big rule for futures, especially if you're, you know, not a professional gambler or someone that has a lot of expendable money, you just want to put a little money on some of these bets. If you're going to do like a season win total or a World Series winner, you pick like three or four and you hope one cashes. You know, you do whatever a unit is for you on each four of those. And if one hits, you're getting your money back plus some. So in most cases, some cases not, but.
And some people don't like to do unit bets. Some people, I mean, you have to find your money management to this type of stuff.
Yeah. And you know, it sometimes, you know, season long bets are going to bore people. They usually pay the best, you know, but they do bore people because it takes so long.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's 162 games. So, but it's also fun to like buy a Yankees to win the World Series ticket and ride that roller coaster. You know what I mean? Like,
but I think
they hit a slump in May and they're going down. Oh, this
see, that's
a
good point
bet,
in
blah,
season.
Blah, blah. And then it comes back up. You're like, I got the Yankees here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh.
I think what you also have to be self-reflective of is the type of gambler you are and like what is your bankroll? Because, you know, let's say you're just like, hey, I'm going to go in this with $300 or something like that. It might not
you
be
gotta
enticing.
You got to have patience to play the long game.
But I think you have to have a futures bankroll, and then you have to have an in-season bankroll, because it's got to be different. Because, you know, you might, if you just go in and you're just be like, I'm going to $200 or $300 and see how I do this season, you know, putting half of that into futures bets is probably not going to be your favorite thing on the planet. You're going to be sitting around waiting.
My futures bets usually last till the end of the year because there's nothing you can do about them. My season long money usually lasts me till about midway through May. So
that can be the nice little surprise. Is if you put some of that stuff in and then all of a sudden coming the end of the year, you might have some early cash outs, or you might have some big play odds and people took advantage of that. So just putting it back out there that, you know, I know people get very excited about it, and I think it's good to find a good system. And that's what we're going to do when we kind of go through these. So what we've got is we're going to go through the MLB futures for winner, league winners, division winners, regular season. We're going to kind of burn and turn, and then we're going to do some player futures that you can bet. And as we go, there'll be kind of be three indicators. Not interested in betting it, would bet it, will bet it. So would bet it is that's probably a good bet if you want to play it. Will bet it is pretty straightforward. That's, you know, where we're going to put our money. And won't is doesn't mean it's horrible. It's just not something I would like to put my odds on, particularly like when we go in and we talk about, you know, the win totals. I think there's a lot of win totals in there that, you know, you start getting into really good teams and you get into 90 wins and stuff like that, or 88 wins. It's like, is it worth it that unless you think this team is going to be like maybe the Dodgers, but what are the Dodgers win totals?
Like every like number. Yeah, it's not that high. Yeah. I think the highest for anyone is there's a bet on DraftKings that says
I'm actually looking at it.
Most wins by any team at 103.5.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. 110 both ways. Oh, that's actually kind of an interesting one.
Right, right. So that's any team. You can pick the over or under for that. But most numbers you're going to look at for these win totals and go, God, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so most of them you're going to look at them and go, nah, I don't think so. But for me, I have a couple rules overall, and then a couple rules this year. A couple rules overall is that I'm not going to hit those teams with those super high totals. I'm not going to be taking the Yankees or the Dodgers numbers because it's just going to be so high. You have, you know, one bad month or, you know, 3 to 4 injuries on your team, and there's just no way you're going to hit that over. So on those high numbers, I would actually rather take the unders. But I'm also like it's tough to bet good divisions. So both the East, NL and AL East, are tough to bet this year in terms of win totals.
Yeah.
I would rather throw a dart on a division winner in those than go for win totals because those teams are going to beat each other up the whole year long.
I think there's another thing right there, what type of degenerate you are. And we're going to do this. We've got two sections. We're going to do the team total sections, and we are going to look at all player-related things, which will be props and obviously awards. So let's get into that. And let's also, as we go, we'll talk about what ones we would actually dive into. Because when you look at team futures, you've got to win it all, league winners, division, and regular season. Is it smart to bet all of those? Odds might be different here or there. Depends on your money management. So let's go do it. Let's take a look at it right now. Let's look at the team win totals. I actually kind of did this with Joe a little bit, but we're going to do this different. And we're going to go team by team. We're going to go quick style because we're not looking to make this a huge hour and a half podcast on betting. But this will probably be the longest portion that we can go through. And we are going to give our exact thing like we said. Not interested, would bet it, wouldn't bet it. And obviously the would or wouldn't would be on the over-under. So we're going to start with MLB futures win totals by teams. And there's some interesting ones out there. So you ready to start plowing through?
Let's roll.
All right. Number one was what we said. Most regular season wins by any team over one and over under 103.5, and they're both -10. Is that would you bet, will you bet, or pass?
Pass. I'm not going to bet any team to win over 100 games.
What were the highest wins last year?
I think somebody had 100 wins, but I mean, I think that's just... You're playing a little bit with fire, going well over 100 wins here.
92 last year was
that was the highest win total?
That's let's see. Oh, that's preseason MLB. That can't be right. What am I looking at here? Win totals for all. We have full. What am I looking at here? Action Network has got a thing up. Is this
Yankees had 100 wins? 93, 95. Let me go to the NL. Yeah, the Dodgers had 107, or the Giants had 107, and the Dodgers had 106. There are two teams to hit that total last year, but the Padres got better. I don't think I'm going to screw with that one. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right. Okay, yeah, now I see it. There was, Giants and Dodgers both went 106, 107, and Tampa went 100. So there were three teams that went over 100. Two teams got over 103.5. I'm going to look at 2020 doesn't work, so let's go 2019 because that was a smaller season. In 2019... we had Bogman, two teams that went over 103.5. One hit 103, and there was another 101. So that means in the last two full regular seasons, we've had that hit each time.
What team is that though that hits that this number this year? It's got to be the White
Dodgers.
Dodgers
have hit it both times. They've hit it 19 and 2020.
I don't think they're hitting it this year.
An AL East team has had the Yankees had 103 in 2019, and they raised it. I think last year. So,
but to me, it's got to be the White Sox. You trust the White Sox to win 104 games because they're playing the worst division.
But why would the Dodgers not? The Rockies and Diamondbacks are going to be the worst teams in baseball.
Because they play the Giants and they play the Dodgers.
Dodgers did this in 2019 and they played the Giants. Dodgers and Giants, by the way, in 2021. Dodgers and Giants hit this marker. 107 for the Giants.
I don't think the Padres are as bad as they were last year, is exactly what I'm saying. I think the Rockies and Diamondbacks are the exact same teams. And in fact, I don't think the Diamondbacks are as bad as they were last season. They're still really bad, but they won 52 games last year. I would rather pick a team to lose 100 games.
Okay, so check this out then.
Win 100.
But you can do either one. I will bet 103.5 over. I will bet. I'm going to bet that one team goes over. Are you not? But you can do the under. Are you saying you would or will?
Well, that's the under. I would not bet this number. Number one.
You wouldn't do either side.
No. But okay. If there was a 100 loss column, definitely pick that. No, dude, it's over or under 103
gotcha.
Wins.
You don't have over or under
100 losses.
I see what you're saying.
So.
So you're not interested in this at all. No. I am interested in hitting this. This has hit, two of the last regular full seasons, and this division has gotten worse in my eyes. Padres are, I know what you're saying with the Padres are a little
dicey. All right, Donovan, are you listening? You chalk this one up. I'll take the bet against the Welsh.
So you're going to take the under and I take the over?
Yes.
Okay, let's chalk it up. Put it up on the board. I'm going to actually bet this. All right, so now we're going to go to the teams. Diamondbacks, 66.5 wins. I will take the under.
I will not mess with that. No, thank you.
Okay. Tigers, 77.5.
That number is perfect, so I will not mess with it.
It's a pretty good number. I'm going to also not mess with it. Mariners, 83.5.
I'll go over on the Mariners total.
What you would or you will bet it?
I would. I'm not going to. Okay. I don't know if there's any I really going to will.
You get worse juice on this. Minus 115 where under is 105. I will take the Mariners over. That is one I'm going to take. Blue Jays, 92.5.
I'm not messing with anything in the AL or NL East. So no.
I like
the number, but I'm not messing with
it. I would, but I'm not going to. So that's like a two. If it's a scale of 1 to 3. This is the middle ground. Reds, 74.5.
Under.
I
will bet the under.
You know what? It pays minus 105, too.
Yeah, I'll bet that.
I will do that miserable. One, too.
They're going to trade everybody.
Yeah, can I parlay these? Guardians, 76.5.
Nah, no, thanks.
I'm not interested. Marlins, 76.5.
Yeah, the NL East, I like that number for them. I think they're much better than a 76-win team, but not in this division, not with Atlanta, Philly, and the Mets, so no thanks.
The Oakland A's, 68.5. I will take the under.
And
I will take it. I like those are three I really like so far, I've given you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Red Sox, 85.5. No. Not interested. Mm-hmm. Padres, 90.5.
No, that's too much. Not for the injuries they already have.
You're not interested or you take the under?
I'm not interested.
I'm also not interested. This one I like. Minnesota Twins, 81.5. I would take the over. I won't. This isn't a must, like I will, but I would take it.
Yeah, I think I like that number. I think I like that number a little better than the Tigers, but I'm still not interested.
Giants, 85.5.
I'll take the over on that. Yeah,
like,
I'll take
you
the
will?
Over. Yeah, I will.
Okay, so this is a big
look,
dog.
I think
so
the Giants are going to have a come to Jesus. I don't think it's going to be 107 win game season for them, but this you take 22 wins off and you get to 85, which is a number.
I think
they're good enough to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is like a I would bet this one. Astros 91.5.
I would do it. I think that's a good number. That's a rough division.
I would too. Cardinals 84.5.
Yeah, let's go over on that. I will take that one.
I'm not interested.
The Cardinals, Bubba said this on the radio. They have that devil magic where they just get to the playoffs.
They do.
Like every single year. So
that's
something
like the Giants.
Happens.
That's like the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants have a lot of that too.
Angels, 83.5. I would do the over.
I'm not messing with it. Okay. No Angels for me.
Dodgers, 97.5.
I mean, that's a good number. Yeah, I think anything under 100, I would take. But I
would also.
I won't bet on them because I don't want to be cheering on the Dodgers at the end of the year.
Rangers 74.5. I'm not interested.
Under. I won't. I would take the under. I'm not going to bet it because I don't. That's just miserable to watch.
More juice is on the under, by the way.
But I would take the under.
Okay. Rays 89.5.
I mean, they just get there every year, but I'm going to lay off AL East teams.
I'm also just not interested. Pirates, 65.5.
I mean, just hammer that under.
Right? I mean, under, yeah. I think I don't know if I will, but I would.
I would. Once again, I don't want to be, the Pirates are miserable enough. I don't want to be turning on Root Sports to watch them lose every single
game. And you're like upset because they won their 66th game of the year.
These stupid losers couldn't lose 64.
What the hell?
Come on.
Braves 91.5.
That's a good number. I think if I'm picking, I would take the over, but I'm not going to bet that number.
Not interested. Mets 88.5. I am not interested either way. They're too
AL and NL East are just tough this year.
68.5 for the Rockies. I would take the under, but I'm kind of not interested.
Yeah.
Royals 74.5 over for me, and I will, Bogman. This is, I think, the fifth team that I really like if I'm putting money down. This is a will.
I'm going to say would. I wouldn't definitely take this because, look, the Royals have a lineup to win 90 games. They have a rotation to win 60 games. So what are we doing? Are we winning 75? Are we winning 85? I think they're somewhere in that window, and
it's
so
a good
I'm
number.
Not going to mess with it. Yeah, you said it was set. Say the
74.5, and it's juiced on the over -115, -105 for the under. So the bet is a little bit on the over.
If I'm betting, I take the over, but I just have no confidence in that stuff.
Cubs 75.5.
It's a decent number too.
I'm not messing with that. Yeah, Brewers 89.5. It's a big number, but that's a good team. I'm not interested because I have a tough time with that one.
You know what? I would take the over. I don't think I'm going to bet the Brewers, but I would take the over on 90 for them.
White Sox, 91.5.
That's an easy over, and
I would take it. I'll take the over. I would take it. Are you willing it?
I will take it. Yeah, I mean,
okay,
look.
You got two now.
Well, it's I think I have four. But that's the, the Tribe or the Guardians, the Tigers, the Royals. And who's the other loser team in that division? The other loser team in that division.
You said Tigers?
Yeah. Whoever the other loser team
is. Yeah, who's the loser? Royals, right. Tigers. So, why am I not thinking of it? Royals, Tigers.
It's the Twins. The Twins are actually the second best team. Well, they're the second best team in that division, but were we going back and forth on, was there one total? 77.5?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 81.5, something. So.
All right, four more teams. Phillies, 85.5.
No. I'm not taking it. That's a good number.
I'll not touch it, but I like the over more.
I mean, the Phillies just feel like a couple games over 500 team. So they could be a couple games over. They could be a couple games under. Thank you.
Nationals, 71.5.
Under, whatever.
Are you going to take the under? Okay. I'm not going to mess with it, but is that a will or would?
Would. I don't want to. Once again, I think my only would on a loser side is the Reds. Because I think the Reds are going to get progressively worse as the season goes on. They're going to trade off their big stars.
Yankees 91.5.
No, I'm not
going to touch.
Either.
And then the Orioles 62.5.
I mean, why bother? No, thanks.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one. All right. Division winners, Bogman, as we continue with the team portion of this future, let's look at division winners and the NL East. Everybody is plus money. The Nationals, we're going to exclude the Nationals. Braves are 115, Mets are 200, Phillies are 330, Marlins are 1600. You don't have to make a bet. Is there a bet here?
No, both East divisions are tough for me. I do think it's funny that you're like, we're not even going to mention Washington at 55-1. There'd have to be like multiple plane crashes.
They're one of the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. For them to get there.
I don't think there's a bet here. The Mets could win. I actually think the Phillies could win. If I had to pick one here, I actually like the Phillies +330, even though you didn't really like them. But I think the Braves are going to win, and it's it's +115.
If I had to pick one,
I just don't see a bet.
I would take the Marlins at 16-1. That's the one I would take just because it pays the most. But those top three teams are going to beat each other up, which makes win totals tough, which makes division tough for those. So I think the safest bet is probably the Mets to win the division at 2-1. But 16-1 if I'm going to bet one of these loser teams. I'll just bet the Marlins.
The AL West, it's really, is there a bet beside the Astros? The Astros are minus 175, which I want to say is one of the higher. Well, it's not. It's in the middle pack, but Angels are plus 400, Mariners plus 450, Rangers plus 1500, A's don't count. My play here is the Mariners plus 450. I actually like this play.
The A's don't count.
I would. I don't think I will, but if I were a Mariners fan or if I were really wanting to bet, be a heavy better into futures, I would bet the 4.5-1 on the Mariners to win the division.
I think the Mariners are probably a better overall team than the Angels right now. It's pretty close, but yeah. I would take the Mariners at 4.5, but there's really no bet here. It should be the Astros division.
The AL Central, the White Sox are minus 195. Here's the problem. I like the Royals, but I'd rather the Royals in like a to make the playoffs bet than this.
Dude,
so
the Royals are
15-1
here. That's not bad.
It's 15-1. I like, but I wouldn't bet it. I would.
You would rather bet them as a wild card. They'd probably be half.
Like
that,
here, so let me look here. I went to make the playoffs.
Where I bet it's 7.5 for like 9-1.
It's 5.5-1.
Wow.
+550.
That's not enough. I'd rather bet on them to win the division then.
But I don't think so because there's no chance. But like the lowest
bet,
Pirates are 18-1 to make the playoffs. That's the lowest best odds you get are the Orioles and Pirates. So comparatively, it's still pretty good.
Then don't bet meet teams to make the playoffs. I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm not going to bet 5.5-1 that the Royals are going to make the playoffs. I'd rather bet them 15-1 to win the division because if they win the, making the playoffs is tough anyway. So if they're going to make the playoffs, they're probably going to be right there in the division mix most of the year unless the White Sox are just absolutely running away with everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not betting the Royals to go to the playoffs at all this year because I hate that rotation.
Here's an interesting one. The NL Central, Brewers are minus 165, but the Cardinals are a little over 2-1. Cubs, and then Cubs, Reds, and Pirates are not in play here. But the Cardinals, 2-1 to win the division is not horrible. I actually don't mind it.
Yeah. The Cardinals number isn't bad. I don't. There's no other bet.
No.
The Cubs, Pirates, and Reds are all miserable. And
I think it's the Cardinals here.
I mean, it's the Brewers if you're actually betting, but I don't want to pay it. -165. I don't want to pay for that, especially waiting the whole year for that to come true. So, no thanks.
AL East, they're all plus money. Red Sox down at 550, Rays 320, Yankees 200, 170 for the Blue Jays. So it is pick your poison divisionally. Yankees are a great bet here. Rays are great. I mean, they're all great bets. That's a stupid problem here. I suppose, if you want to play a making money thing, bet both the Rays and the Red Sox at a unit, and you're going to make money if one of those, and you're getting two of the teams in the AL East if you wanted to bet that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're guaranteed to make some money if you follow your unit play and you're getting 3.2 or 5.5-1. You would make money.
Devil magic. I would definitely take the Devil Rays there +320. So.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. And maybe you can make that play. And the last one, I mean, Dodgers -235, but you do have Padres at 290, the Giants at 600. Oh, man, I hate
to
say it.
The Giants are a play. That's the best division bet on this board.
It's the
6-1 for the Giants to win.
It's the stinkiest best bet on here. You're 100% right. It's Giants, it's Mariners, and then I think it might be Rays or do a Rays Red Sox combo. Those are most likely bets.
The Giants regress back to third best team in the division because the Padres are better than them on paper and the Dodgers are better than them on paper. But we just saw them win 107 games, lead the league in wins, and they did it like wire to wire. They were like the winner all year long. So they almost let it slip at the end, but they ended up with the most wins. So yeah, I mean, the Giants are easily the best bet on this entire board.
League winners is a pretty quick one. AL, Astros +450, Blue Jays +450, Yankees 475, White Sox 500, Rays 750, and then you're getting into the 1100s for the Red Sox. Mariners are 1800. This is to come out the American League.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
stomach. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do.
Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
As the winner, the AL winner, what is your bet?
I mean, I think there's a couple bets that I like on the AL side. I like the White Sox at 5-1. I like the Rays at 7.5-1. Those are probably my favorites. I don't hate the Mariners as like a dart throw at 18-1.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
I definitely think there's some pairing you can do. Again, that money management, I think it's something you'd hear John talk about, John Legaza, where take a couple of these and you can secure some money. I like the Blue Jays Yankees one. I think comboing those together and how you unit play, you can make some money off of it. Red Sox, I think, are a really good deep play that I like as well. I don't think I'm crazy enough to go, you know, Royals plus 7,000 or anything like that, but there's some good plays in there. All right, National League, Dodgers 230, Braves 500, Mets 550, Brewers 650, Padres 800, Phillies 1,200, Giants 1,400, Cardinals 1,600. And then there's bigger numbers that go by.
All right.
What do you think?
There's three that I like here.
Dodgers.
My favorite bet is Atlanta. Dodgers just don't pay enough. Like, the Dodgers are probably going to make it, so you're getting 2.3-1, which is very nice. So if you think the Dodgers make it through the playoffs and get in the World Series, then great. You know, double up your money. I completely understand that. I just, on a season-long bet, and the numbers that you and I are going to be betting, we're not, you know, professional gamblers here, so we're not going to have, vacation money bet on these or anything. You know what I mean? So give me a little longer odds. For this one, I like the Braves at 5-1. They were just in the World Series.
I do too.
Right?
I also like that one.
So I like that one. I like the Brewers at 6.5-1 because I think they have the horses to make it in the playoffs. They have the rotation to do it. So I really like that one. And the last one is the Devil Magic that Bubba talked about. Once again, 16-1 for the Cardinals. I mean, it seems like they're a pretty easy wild card at this point. So I'll take them at 16-1 to potentially make the World Series.
I like the Braves. I like the Padres at 800. You know, I don't think the Padres are going to be the top record, but I think they can get out. And the big thing is how they've set themselves up rotationally to compete with anybody, the depth that they have when you get to a playoff run, and you're going to get Tatis back. And any moves, they're still trying to be very hyper-competitive. I really like the Padres at 8-1. I think that's a good play. I like the Braves at 5-1. I don't even mind the Phillies at 12-1. If you're not playing a Dodgers play. So those are those. And then finally, the last one is the overall winner. You do get 475 for the Dodgers to win it all. You get 900 for the Yankees and Blue Jays, 1,000 for the Astros, which is interesting because I think the Astros were the top money in the AL. Braves 1,000, Mets 1,100, White Sox 12, Brewers 16. It goes on and on. Padres 18, Rays 17. There's some good odds here. So this is the place that you probably want to pick three.
The Dodgers.
Well, want to pick like three and play your unit plays, and one should be the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Dodgers are number one there for sure. I mean, it's just, they're paying almost 5-1, and they've spent the most money. They look the most locked in. Plus, they still have pieces to trade to get whatever breaks in the rotation or on the field for them. So, almost 5-1 is a great total. I mean, Atlanta just won, and they're 10-1 to win again. So I like that one. And then if I'm picking a third one, I'd probably take like Chicago at 12-1 or Tampa Bay at 17-1. I think I like both of those. But the White Sox, once again, I think have the easiest path to the playoffs. So they would probably be the team that I pick.
And I think you can do one of those things where it's like, you know, you take three units or whatever unit is, take the Dodgers and then put them on two others. And if the Dodgers win, you're going to win a small amount, but you're going to be profitable. And then if you get one of your long shots, even if you throw it at the Yankees and Astros, let's say, then, you know, you're getting 10-1 and 9-1 on the others. You're profitable. You're going to be up. If the Astros were to win, you'd be up, you know, after you've paid in, you'd be up like eight units. So that's a way to do that if you like the overall team futures betting, to pair a couple together and just make sure you got all your guys in there. But unfortunately, this is the Dodgers. I guess my other favorites, if I were going, I still would throw those Padres in. And just, I got to tell you, dude, those Rays just stare you in the face at 1,700 when you see them down there. I think that's
one, man.
I think that's the play, 1,800 and up. I'm taking three of those and I'm going. But I think the Dodgers are the overall play. Of all four of these, real quick, what's the one you would hit the most? Regular season win, division, league, or overall winner? What is the play that you would have most invested between?
Division
three,
winner.
Or four?
I think division winner is just because AL and World Series, like, you know, league champs and World Series is such a dart throw. You know, so many injuries happen, so many crazy things. So I think my favorite overall bet is probably the White Sox to win their division. Win totals can just get a little wonky. So, yeah, division winner is definitely my favorite bet out of this group.
We could do an entire show, I would say, on this one right here. But you can do, at least I'm looking over on DraftKings, and they have got player futures where you can go boom, boom, boom on homers. So you can go player by player on home run totals and go over unders. I'm going to do a scan through and let's see if we like any here. Boggs, Bobby Witt Jr., 20.5
Total's too low. I like that one.
You like the over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So you would take that.
Yeah, I would take that one for sure.
Okay, this one.
And these are all the, I think every single one of the odds, at least that I see, it's -110 either side. So there's a little juice on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it's like almost even money, but sir. I like this one. Bryce Harper, 34.5 on the homers. I would take the over.
That's a pretty good number. I think for the most part, I take the over. But remember, when you're playing overs on any season total, right, you got to remember it take one hamstring injury. And these guys are, you know, no longer up for these totals. So this is like you want to pick one or two and go with it.
Well, how about this? How about your boy Eugenio over under 33.5? If he doesn't work out and gets back into a slump, you think he's going to hit 34 homers this year?
I mean, I would, most of these guys I would take the under on. And Suarez is no different. I would take the under on him for, you know, just for moving the ballparks. We saw him almost hit 50 a couple of years, but you got to remember Great American Small Park versus Safeco is very, very different. Plus new pitchers and all that stuff to deal with. So he's not a guy I would take the home run total on.
Here's one I'd love. Chris Bryant, 30.5 homers in Colorado.
Colorado, that's a pretty good number, man.
It's hard to look away from that one. I will take that one. That's probably my favorite. And Witt and Harper are kind of in the range that I really like as well. This is a tough one right here. And I'm tempted to, but check this out. This one has wild odds. Ronald Acuna Jr., homer total 36.5. And it pays even money to go under. And it's -120 for the over. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Opposite way. Opposite. -120 for the under. They keep flipping these in different spots, and it's plus money to take the over.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. I'm the under on Ronald Acuna. I don't know if he plays enough games to get
that. I like to do the under as well. He can be crazy valuable, but 37 homers, that's a pretty tall.
That's too much.
That's a tall order to ask for. And then how about this last one on this one? Home runs, Vladimir Guerrero, 43.5 over.
I'll take the over. I take the over on anything under 50 for Vlad. I mean, because that's what, I mean, didn't he have like 49 last year, 48? So I'll take the over on him. And the other one I like, Teoscar, 32.5. There's a lot of thump in that bat. That lineup's really good. He's got protection all over the place. I think 33 shouldn't be an issue for Teoscar.
Let's go to, we're going to do one more total on this, and then I want to do the home run match in leaders. Home run total Ks. So just like homers, you can do total strikeouts here. This is a wild one. Dylan Cease, 205.5 over under. And he was one of, you know, the few that hit over 200 last year.
Yeah, I mean, once again, it's the same thing, except for I think it's more likely your pitchers are going to get hurt than your hitters, right? So for the most part, I'm not going to take any strikeout total numbers here because I think it's just kind of crazy to do this. But if I had to pick, I would go Cease over 200 strikeouts for sure.
I got 205,
I think is his number.
Yeah, 205.5, yeah. So here's three wild ones. Verlander. Over 215.5 is -120. It's even money to go under. Think about that for your drafts as well. But think about that for your drafts as well. Vegas is betting that he is going to hit over that. And this guy was going around the 90s in fantasy drafts.
Vegas is betting that people want to take the over on this bet, and they're going to see that number for Verlander and take it. That's what Vegas is betting on.
Even though they're putting plus money on the under?
Yeah. No one takes the unders, dude. I guarantee you when you look at it, it's like 90 to 10% that overs are taken versus unders.
Giolito's got the same number, and boy, I was hoping his was a little bit lower, 215. I'd like to take over, but it's too much. Check this one out, though. Robbie Ray, under 240.5. It's -120. The over is even money.
I mean, just take the under on that. I mean, I think almost anyone, they've got Shane Bieber for 235.5. I'm taking the under on all of these. Pitchers get hurt so often, and that's, you miss three starts, you ain't getting to that total.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm taking the under on most of these.
Okay, so here's a fun one. This is a very fun one you can play with. And I think this gets more into that game where you can get excited here. These are, it's like match bets here. So you've got home run essentially versus, these are like us, Boggs. How about this? Soto versus Acuna, who has more regular season homers. Which one do you like first? And I'll tell you.
Soto
is even money versus Acuna being -120.
Yeah, I understand they think that Acuna is going to win, and if Acuna was 100% healthy, I'd take him. But
do you like this bet? Are you?
I
like,
do.
I would
much rather have.
Okay.
Solo. Yeah.
Check this one out. Vlad versus Alonso.
Easy Vlad for me. He's just more of a contact hitter,
and he's -115.
Yeah.
Over. I really like that one. Don't you like that one a lot?
It's a great one. Yeah, I really like this. This next one is probably my favorite.
Which one? Oh, Jordan Alvarez versus Joey Gallo.
That's, I mean, because it's that one stat, it's so good. But I think I'd take Gallo.
Yeah, I would probably stay away from this.
Gallo's got more pure power. Jordan Alvarez more likely to get hurt, I think, than Gallo. So, I'll take Gallo. Plus, dude, Gallo in Yankee Stadium for a full year.
This one is wild. Brandon Lau versus Bryce Harper for homers. And they're both 110. I'm going to take Harper, but I think they want you to take Harper in that. Here's one. Otani versus Gallo.
Oh, God. That's such a good one. Because they're both about 40. I think I'd take Gallo.
I love some of these. How about this one, Boggs? Miguel Sano versus Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar, because AAA homers don't count. So
that's a choice you get to make. So when I say these, will you bet these? Which ones? Like
I think that one's probably my favorite, Teoscar, right now. I like the Harper versus Lau. I think that's an easy one, and I like Vlad. I'll take Vlad versus anybody.
I thought you would like that one.
Yeah.
All right. We've got, now we're gonna go to just leaders. So there's only just a couple more here, and then we're gonna do awards. And then we'll be out of here. So this is regular season leaders. We're going to go to home run leader. And this is just straight up here. 700 plus 700 for Vlad, plus 1,000 for Alonso, 1,200 for Judge, 1,400 for Otani. And then it keeps going on. Trout's 1,400, Gallo's 14, Olsen is 14, Jordan 15. And then you kind of get the trend of where we're going.
Give me Vlad at 7-1 to lead in homers.
Yeah.
Easy Vlad.
I love Vlad. I also like the Otani one. He's getting more at bats. Remember, he could get, 30 to 50 more at bats this year?
And so he's
14 to 1.
Here's my logic behind not betting Ohtani for something like this is that they want him to pitch 150 innings as well. Pitchers get hurt way more often than positional players. You know, it's like a coin flip. If your pitcher's going to get hurt, we've already seen Ohtani be hurt before from his pitching. He throws super hard. So for me, I think anything else but Vlad, especially when you're getting 7-1 for Vlad.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Friends, that's it. Those are our future bets. If you guys want to get in on it, you can still get your odds now, but it doesn't mean you can't jump in on like MVP and rookie of the year stuff throughout the season. You can watch as guys come up. I think there's some great bets in there. You guys got our Wills, our Woods, and we'd stay away from across the board so you can make our bets. Our boy Donovan Miller will probably be tracking some of this so we can.
Sorry for this, Donovan. This is a lot of work this
year. Yeah, this was a bad one for you, but you know, you can track to see how we like some of those. Also on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast this week, we'll be doing predictions. And we'll see where this goes in season, what type of desire there is. You know, daily bet this league is probably not on the table, so I don't know what else there can be, but maybe we can do look-ins or something like that. But we will always let the audience decide what they like with that, so let us know. And you can do so by going to inthisleague.com and signing up and supporting your boys. Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman, that's us. Hey, you guys could support us over there. Sign up. We got lots of awesome stuff. We've got secret shows. We've got ranks. We've got live streams. We've got GroupMe rooms. We've got betting GroupMe rooms. We'll probably be doing some sort of DFS again this year. I don't know if we'll do a weekly. Again, it's a little bit tougher with baseball, but we'll be doing some fun stuff that we'd love to have you guys a part of. And we've also got a Twitch, twitch.tv/ in this league. And we will be playing MLB The Show this year.
Can't
wait. We don't know the context of all what we'll be doing of seasons and stuff like that, but we will be playing against each other, playing against people.
I already have a Road to the Show guy with a name so inappropriate I can't say it on this.
We'll both do Road to the Show guys. Oh, you know what I should do? I should do my Road the Show guy as my e-wrestler.
I was gonna say you should just make yourself, but use the John Lackey template.
That's the show.
Can we get John Lackey with Jimmy Neutron hair? Is that an option? Come on.
Is it the Welsh at Bogman Sports? You guys know where to find us. John Lackey sets us out. What else can I say? That was good. All right. Bet this league on the end of this league. We're out of here, friends.
Bye. So, yeah.